The question that we've got is from Alexi from Robertson. She says, found a cockroach in our microwave yesterday and wondered if they could survive in there. Aren't they meant to be able to live through a nuclear blast?
Well, in a microwave, the radiation that a cockroach experiences is really very, very different from the radiation that a cockroach experiences in a nuclear blast, even though it's got the same word, radiation. Microwaves work by water molecules to vibrate backwards and forwards, and that creates heat. And so we know that if we squash a cockroach, see the gunk that comes out on the floor.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, then there's definitely something liquidy in.
So where does this myth come from that cockroaches can survive a nuclear blast? Because surely that would be more, I don't know, big and violent than turning your microwave on.
Well, I guess part of the reason is that cockroaches have been around. They predate the dinosaurs, so cockroaches are...
Really?
The dinosaurs shuffled off about 50, 60 million years ago, and I think cockroaches have been found evidence for cockroaches being around sort of 300 million years ago. So they've been able to survive through an enormous amount of stuff that would kill most other creatures. Mm. So I guess people would say, well, maybe they're good enough to survive an atom bomb. But as far as I know, that's not the case. Cockroaches are just as likely to die from radiation as people are.
We're chatting to Dr. James Donald Crasser for Ask a Scientist, using his intellect to answer any question that we can come up with. In this case, can a cockroach survive a nuclear blast? And if so, can they survive my microwave? If you had to make a bet on what would be the last creature to be alive at the end of the Earth, would you put your money on the cockroach?
Well, it's got a good track record, hasn't it?
Yeah.
300 million years.
When you go to the races, you do look for like a black caviar that's had a good run. So the cockroach is, how many, 300 million years? That's a pretty good run.
Exactly right. It's more than likely that they'll be around a long time after we've moved on. But you're not going to be around to pick up your winnings, are you?
That's true. But at least you'll die knowing that you've made a good bet. And final question, why don't we just open like this whole debate up and probably get a few people on soapboxes. Will global warming harm the cockroach?
Oh, no. They're fine. They're fine and dandy.
So they're happy to pollute.
I think over the last 300 million years, they would have had to put up with weather, which is a hell of a lot hotter and a hell of a lot colder than what we're sort of talking about. So,
and I'm pretty sure they're excluded from the carbon tax.
That's probably right. Yeah.
Somebody in Canberra's going, oh, we forgot the cockroaches. Put them in.
That's right, yeah, cockroaches are another.
They're going to be here for so long. All right, I think that answered it. We'll chuck this answer up at powerfm.com.au. We've got a bunch of different questions you've answered there. I love the educational aspect of our website now and the radio show. As always, Dr. James Donald Crasser, thank you very much for your intellect and your use of the brain this morning.
More than welcome.